Do they drink? The Demon Slayers share what Christians should know about alcohol. And what do we really know about the Nephilim? Plus, three things you need to know about Bishop T.D. Jakes and spiritual drama in schools. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. Elementary school offering satanic studies. An elementary school in Marysville, Ohio is offering a satanic studies program. The Helion Academy of Independent Learning, HALE, program serves as a religious release period for children. The Satanic Temple operates the program. June Everett, described by NBC4 as the campaign director for After School Satan Club and an ordained minister for the Satanic Temple, said a parent reached out to the Satanic Temple requesting a program be implemented at the school. He said, "We aren't trying to shut the LifeWise Academy down, but I do think a lot of school districts don't realize when they open the door for one religion, they open it for all of them." Very interesting about this issue. And what this makes me think of is that parents need to get actively involved with what's going on in their schools. Run for school board if you can. Get involved with what's happening at your schools. Because if, as they'd said, what if one religion is able to get in, then all religions are. So we do want prayer in schools. We do want God in schools. But we want to make sure that our kids are having the right education. And so that's why we need to be active involved with that. Another school is actually canceling Handel's Messiah performance amid controversy over Christian music. A school in Finland has canceled a concert of Handel's Messiah performed by the Finnish Baroque Orchestra and the Helsinki Chamber Choir over concerns the recital's Christian themes might offend some students. Officials with the school hosting the concert in question made the decision after learning about a case in another Finnish city where a child objected to songs about the life of Jesus performed at an undisclosed school. Ultimately, the National Non-Discrimination and Equity Tribunal decided the non-Christian pupils should be compensated 1,500 euros or $1,562 converted for their offense. Local outlets reported. However, the school decided to vote 6-5, and no payment was due to the school to the offended school students. So in one school, we have a Satan Club coming in, and another school, we have the Handel's Messiah leaving. Again, get involved with what's happening in your schools, and that's how we're going to help save our kids. What do we really know about the Nephilim? The Bible talks about them, but we don't. In a world increasingly fascinated by the unexplained, the supernatural, and the bizarre, Tony Markle's recent interview with Charisma Media, that was a fun one, offers a unique lens through which to explore old age mysteries. With topics ranging from Bigfoot to Nephilim, Markle unpacked theories that challenge conventional thinking, raising questions about what lies beneath the surface of our modern rational worldview. Merkel states that there are people who believe that their bloodline comes from Nephilim. He says it's referenced by the Rh negative blood type, found in about 15% of the global population, noting that 90% of those 15% of people tend to have paranormal encounters. Is there a connection between ancient accounts of the Nephilim and modern day experiences of the supernatural? Merkel and many others who study the matter, such as Ellie Marzulli, certainly think so. I highly recommend clicking the link in this description and let us know what you think in the comments. Now, what Christians should know about alcohol. In a recent Demon Slayer podcast with Isaiah Saldivar, Mike Signorelli, Vlad Sevchuk, and Alexander Pagani, one of the topics that the group discussed was alcohol consumption and the Christian believer. Answering the question of whether or not Christians should consume alcohol, the group provided biblical keys about why followers of Jesus should be wary of it. No, I don't drink, and the reason I don't drink, one, God delivered me from it, said Isaiah Saldivar. Is there a genetic predisposition for alcoholism in either your mother or your father's side? He points out that there is research showing that alcohol can be dangerous to the body. He says, my second question would be, do you believe science? And number three, do you feel convicted by the Holy Spirit when you do it? Vlad Sabchuk says that alcohol doesn't measure up in the way that it promises to. And the group says that it interferes with God's purpose to have fellowship with him. The Bible also says, I'm expected to have a sober mind. How can I have a sober mind if my body is not sober? Let us know in the comments what you think about should Christians drink alcohol. And an update on Bishop T.D. Jakes. Three things you need to know. Number one, Jakes revealed that he had an emergency surgery. In a virtual message to the Potter's House family that has since been placed on Jakes's Instagram, he recounts how he went through the surgery, calling his life a miracle. Jakes says, I'm grateful for God's faithfulness. I'm grateful for your faithfulness. I'm grateful for this season of my life. I told you last Sunday that I'd see you this Sunday, so here I am. I'm grateful to God for his goodness and his mercy and grace. Many of you don't realize that you are looking at a miracle. Jakes says he faced a life-threatening calamity. He was rushed to the ICU, had emergency surgery, survived the surgery, and says, I'm back. The second thing that we need to know is that Jakes did not suffer from a stroke, but that the results would have been fatal without the intervention of God. We're very grateful that God intervened. And third, Jake's health scare comes at a time when he filed a defamation lawsuit against Dwayne Youngblood. According to the Christian Post, Jakes filed a defamation suit against Youngblood, a former pastor turned registered sex offender. Jakes filed the suit after Youngblood alleged that Jakes tried to groom and sexually abuse him during an October 28, 2024 interview on the Larry Reed Live Show. The lawsuit is 20 pages long and is rather detailed, but the things that you need to know is that the suit further describes how Youngblood returned to the Larry Reed Live for a part two on November 3rd to speak more about Jakes. And from the start to finish, Youngblood's tale of grooming and attempted sexual assault at the hands of Bishop Jakes is patently false. Bishop Jakes never kissed or tried to kiss Youngblood, never cornered him or forced him into any situation, sexual or otherwise, the suit continued. The interactions described by Youngblood during his LRL interviews on October 28th and November 3rd never happened, period. Now, you can read the lawsuit yourself by clicking the link in the description and then reading the article and clicking the link here as well. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This is your Midweek Rundown, and we'll see